Well, hi everyone, today I am with the lovely Colin. Colin was with us at our last Broadway performance at the Harbour Arts Centre in Irvine. For those that are listening, Colin, that have maybe not heard of you or even seen you perform, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, sure. Well, my name's Colin Bruce, and I'm an operatic tenor. I trained at the Royal Welsh College of Music and Drama in vocal and operatic studies, so that meant that I kind of dipped in and out of bits of opera, bits of musical theatre. I graduated in 2013, and since then I've been doing a variety of bits and pieces, but my kind of full-time performance job at the moment is performing as a guest entertainer on cruise ships.
So we're not jealous at all, Colin, Mr. Travelling the World and seeing everything. So what made you inspired to train in opera? Because I know that you do like a lot of musical theatre, and I know for a lot of performers it's either one or the other. You know, you're either very musical theatre, contemporary pop, or you're very musical theatre but classically trained. And I would say you're more classically trained comparing yourself to me. So what made you decide to go down the opera route?
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure, to be honest. I did a lot of the shows I did when I was growing up as a teenager were older musical theatre shows at the kind of Rodgers and Hammerstein era, but I always got classical lessons off an opera centre back in Glasgow. So I think that's why I kind of merged the two worlds together. But I think also when I was quite young, I heard a recording of an opera singer called Thomas Hampson, who's a baritone. He's had a really kind of big career, but he was really famously known for doing one of the big arias from The Barber of Seville, which you'll probably know as Figaro.
Yes.
Which is also at the start of Mrs. Doubtfire. And I think ever since I watched him do it, he's just such a good actor and such a good singer. I kind of got hooked on that. And for years I told myself at some point, because I used to be a baritone before I became a tenor, and I told myself at some point I would work in this area. I got the first kind of chance to do that a few years ago.
And ever
since that, I've been hooked, really. So,
As I was saying earlier, like, I can't believe that the last time we performed together was way back in April.
It's been a long time.
Yeah, I know, because I remember the last time you were literally, we managed just to grab you for that day for the show at the Harbour Arts Centre in Irvine, and then it was literally the next day you were way back on another cruise ship. How has that been? Because what have you been up to since then? Has it just been primarily more cruise ship opportunities, or have you been doing other stuff since then?
A lot of cruising. So, yeah, on average, I'm away about 2 or 3 weeks a month.
Okay.
The kind of latter part of 2015, it was as much as 3 weeks a month, so airports become very dull. But, yeah, on top of that, I've started doing jingles for Scottish Radio. So,
oh, amazing!
For the last few months, I've been the voice of Tony Macaroni, if you know the Italian restaurant.
We have a Tony Macaroni in Largs.
Oh, do you have one?
Yeah.
So if that annoying jingle has been playing around,
it's your voice.
I recorded a Christmas album that went up on download on iTunes just before Christmas. So again, kind of all the sort of standard stuff. But yeah, the majority of my time I've been abroad, so...
Have you been to any nice countries? Any new ones yet?
Yeah, a lot of it's in the Mediterranean, but I got my first experience of the Caribbean at the beginning of November,
which was awesome.
I've been cheating having a tan for quite a while. But it's worn off now, so I'm back out today, so I might get a chance to top up this week.
Now, do you have any fond memories of performing in Irvine from your last performance there?
Yeah, loads. For me, it's all to do with the size of the space. It's got that lovely intimate feel, because you're performing in the thrust, but you're kind of surrounded by the audience. So, I mean, we had a a really lovely warm reception from them the last time. And I remember particularly, it's one of my comedy songs, I did I Am Adolfo.
I love that, by the way.
Lindsay Chaperone, and the audience were just great because it's meant to be a duet, but I done it as a solo, so there's a few parts where I'd be asking the other character that's meant to be singing with me some questions and she responds through singing. But we actually got the audience kind of filling in that part every so often because they were really up for it, so it was great.
Yeah, it was such a good night. Fun. And what I loved about that night was, as with all the shows that we do, there's four of us, but each actor that comes along to perform, we're so different, and it brings that different element from each person that sings, so it's a real variety of our little show, isn't it?
Yeah, we've got a really good mix of different styles and comedy and political music. It was great.
It's hard to find that in some shows, but this one's quite unique in that you do get that that opportunity to hear different styles of musicals that you wouldn't get if you went to just see that one show, don't you?
Yes.
Now, carry on.
Yeah, no, I think that's why that format works so well, because there's, I don't know, when you go and see stuff in the West End, and yes, and obviously there's a really high standard of show, but it's always, you always kind of see the same show titles coming up time and time again.
Yeah.
Whereas when you go to evenings like this, you get to, you know, you get a few of the well-known ones kind of threaded through your program, but then you get other gems that pop up that are maybe slightly less lesser-known songs, and it just kind of opens the audience up to a wider world of musical theatre.
Yeah, and that's what my little thing about it is. I mean, I love the Andrew Lloyd Webber stuff, you know, the Les Mis stuff, but to me, there's nothing more thrilling as a performer to sing a new song that maybe people haven't heard before, and you, as you perform it, you feel that connection that the audience are listening to it for the first time, they're on that journey with you, and it's such a nice feeling, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I remember sitting at the back of the stage when yourself and Lindsay and Amy were up, and there were a few songs that they did that I hadn't heard of before as well, so it was really cool just to get kind of educated by it and open your eyes to something new.
Yeah. Do you have any surprises on the night that you can tell us about just now that you'll be singing?
No real surprises. I mean, obviously you've got, what is it, a new thing for me is that you've got my Gunty Yasmin singing with us as well.
I know, I'm so excited.
We've not actually, we've been in shows together, but we've never really duetted or played across from each other before.
Okay.
So, you know, obviously engaged, so we're incredibly close in real life, but we never kind of tend to sing together that often, so it's going to be, it's
going to
be really fun to...
Yeah, I cannot... By the way, I cannot wait to see yous two sing together. I am so, so excited to see yous perform.
That'll be good fun.
Yeah, definitely.
That'll be good fun.
Just because I'm watching time and you're at the airport and I don't want to take up too much of your time, for those people that are listening who haven't been to the show, how would you describe the show?
I would say it's just a lovely... intimate evening of musical history, really, giving a variety of songs from the classic shows to lesser known songs that have just much charm.
Yeah.
So it's a great night for, you know, for the whole family. There's always something in there for everyone.
Yeah.
And yeah.
So come along, basically.
Come along, yeah, absolutely. I think musical theatre is, because there's so much variety in it and you get shows of so many different styles, I think it's a brilliant genre to, especially for people that haven't spent much time going to see theatre and stuff, it's a brilliant genre for inviting them in and opening their eyes to that world.
Yeah, no, that's brilliant. Thank you very much, Colin. And if you haven't bought your tickets yet, follow our link on our website or contact the Harbour Arts Centre on 01294 274 059. Thank you very much, Colin, and thank you for listening.
Cheers.